So what we're going to talk about will begin with the Fourth Amendment. We'll start with three cases already decided by the court this term, addressing the scope of the Fourth Amendment. One that I think arguably makes life a little easier for police, two that arguably make life a little bit harder. We'll then take up four important cases that the court has heard this term but is not yet decided. And there's still about a month left in the court's term for it to be handing down decisions. So there's a number, actually, of fairly highly anticipated criminal procedure-related rulings yet to come from the court. So we'll talk about kind of the background to those so that you can look out for what the court ends up saying. And then we'll do a little bit of a sneak peek, wrapping up by previewing a number of interesting and potentially important cases that are going to be heard next term by the court that could affect life on the ground here in Texas. So to start out, our first two Fourth Amendment cases deal with matters on the road. Heinen versus North Carolina is a case on police mistakes. Rodriguez versus the United States is a case on vehicle stops and dog sniffs, the latest installment in the court's dealing with dog sniffs. It's really mostly about vehicle stops, I have to admit, but I can't resist a picture of a doggy on a slide. So it's about dog sniffs. So Heinen versus North Carolina. Let me start with sort of running down the facts of the case. The facts transpired on the morning of April 29th, 2009. A Surry County, North Carolina Sheriff's Department sergeant was posted on Interstate 77. Maynard Javier Vasquez was driving a Ford Escort on the interstate with Nicholas Heinen, who owned the car, in the back seat.